Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. This year's apple and pear harvest is wrapping up in South Australia in a season that's being described as really, really positive for growers. The past two seasons has seen farmers have to overcome damage to fruit from hailstorms. But outside of the summer's bushfires, this year has been broadly a good one for growers. To find out a little bit more about the season and how the harvest is progressing, I caught up with apple and pear growers of South Australia Chief Executive Susie Green.
On the whole, it's been a really positive year for apple and pear growers in South Australia. The fruit quality has been really excellent. Yields are probably down slightly, but overall the quality has been fantastic.
That must be quite a relief of the quality of this year's fruit, considering the past two seasons many growers have really been quite severely impacted by hailstorm damage and other weather-related events. Has there been much of that you've had to overcome this year?
No, it was we had the bushfires in late December, which impacted on some of our growers. So that was another weather-related event-related challenge impacted on some of our growers. But other than that, it's been really quite a kind year for growing. So we've seen some amazing colour. The sugars are good. The flavour is outstanding. So all in all, it's certainly been a much better season than the past few, that's for sure.
How are prices for growers this year? You mentioned yields down. Will that have much of an impact on the returns that growers are seeing?
Certainly we'll see, we're seeing much better packouts than we have in previous years, which is probably the biggest impact on returns for the growers. Prices have been, quite reasonable. So the returns have been pretty strong back to the growers all the way through, which is really encouraging. Hopefully those prices can hold firm throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, certainly fingers crossed. And what does that mean for consumers at the moment? Are prices pretty favourable at a consumer end as well?
Yeah, look, I think it's from a consumer perspective that they might see prices slightly up on the past couple of years, and that's more related to the volume of apples around nationally as much as anything, but demand continues to be quite strong. So we haven't seen any ridiculous pricing. It's just been, at a reasonable price point. So it's not too bad for the consumers, and it's reasonably good returns for the growers.
Susie, the timing of this year's harvest, have you seen much of an impact on probably your workforce more than anything the borders being shut and the amount of backpackers available to pick the crop because of the coronavirus pandemic?
We've certainly been fairly fortunate here, and I think partly it's related to our relatively close location to Metro Adelaide, but we've certainly seemed to have had a plentiful supply of workers so far through the season, and a number of backpackers have opted to stay in the state, so that's been helpful, particularly as grape harvest finished up. Looking forward, we're not sure how the longer term prognosis will be for workers through winter and into next season, but certainly there's been adequate supply of workers to get us through the harvest, which has been encouraging.
And you mentioned the fires at the top having an impact on some growers this year. Can you shed a little bit more light on that? What sort of impact have the fires had on this year's crop?
Yeah, so we've probably lost around 20 to 30 hectares of apple and cherry orchards in the Adelaide Hills region from the Cumming Creek fires. So for those growers that have lost some or a reasonable percentage for some cases of their orchard, it's been devastating, and it will take many, many years for those growers to recover from that. So it's been quite an acute impact for some growers, but on a broader industry scale, we were very fortunate that only a small number of growers were impacted. So overall, the impact on volumes and amount of fruit available to the general public has been minimal.
Apple and Pear Growers South Australia Chief Executive Susie Green there. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.